look in her eyes. She wanna hop in a ride. I said, are you ready to die? I said, are you ready to die? They telling me that I'm a bully. I'm a Semitic fully. They saying I'm acting like Hitler. But how am I acting like Hitler when I'm a fucking nigger? They telling me get off of Twitter. I voted for Trump, not Biden. Know some niggas that went to that island. Why the fuck would you go to that island? Went to the dentist and got me some nitrous. To the dentist and put on some diamonds. I didn't ask for four niggas to chime in. They just don't understand me. I'm that nigga that's gonna ruinate on Grammys. Rocket swastikas cause all my niggas Nazis. Reading Mein Kampf two chapters before I go to sleep. She wanna hop in a Rari. She wanna hop in a Rari.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. J-Proof is Jew-proof.
J-Proof is Jew-proof.
It really is. I could not be more satisfied or more impressed with how J-Proof performed over the weekend and how it's performing overall in general. The trajectory is just a nice, consistent, solid upward trajectory as the floor continues to rise. 40 million was our floor, I think, on Thursday morning. It's now up to around, I would say probably realistically, between 85 and 100 million. We floated around 10 cents for our value all weekend long, around $1 million in locked liquidity, pushing 4,000 holders. Now, can you imagine when this thing is 40,000 holders? When I say billions is imminent, like if you're not getting in right now is the perfect entry. If you're not getting into J-Proof right now, you're going to kick yourself in the ass. I promise that. Just performing so solid. They tried to FUD us after the $40 million when we dropped from $200 million, which was just like a phenomena all on its own. Just incredible. A lot of people made a lot of money. And then that wealth got redistributed. Those tokens, that supply got eaten up by real Chads, real base Chads, soldiers in this movement who are going directly to war with the Talmudic central banksters that have had a financial grip on everybody forever, that have watched themselves and their loved ones get rugged, ripped off, fucked over, left behind, and forgotten. No more. And as word gets out about J-Proof, that's why it's doing what it's doing. What are we at right now? Let's take a look. $93 million. Yep, that's about where we've been floating. Get down sometimes to around, oh, I don't know, 88, something like that. Then it comes right back up. Chads rebuy the supply. Liquidity stays. Holders increase. Can you imagine 4,000 holders? Can you imagine when this thing is 40,000, 400,000? Can you imagine when it's 4 million? We're working really hard to get there. We have to work hard. Phantom and Jupiter, despite being here for 24 days now, I think it was 21 that they said to be verified, still have not verified this. We have given them the soul scan of my wallet, the mint transaction, the formation of J-Proof. We've given them our website, our verified X account. We've given them our Telegram. They still don't verify it. They're putting, knowingly putting, hundreds of thousands, millions of users at risk. Because when somebody learns about J-Proof, they go, look, there's all kinds of imposter coins. I think there's like 30 J-Proof imposters. Why is that? Who's behind that? So we're working really hard to get the message out, to break through the censorship and suppression firmament that looms over J-Proof because it's a weapon of war that they are deadly afraid of. That's why there's even influencers who say that they're JQ influencers or JP aware influencers that won't talk about J-Proof. And that's fine. They've come to me asking for a bag of J-Proof to promote it. No, you're not getting your hands on the supply that rightfully belongs to my people who I'm tired of watching get fucked over. No, you're not getting their supply. Media Matters, our enemy, is doing for free what these so-called allied influencers want to charge us for. No. Get fucked. You'll FOMO in later because we're going to billions. It's imminent. And I don't even know why I'm working so hard, to be honest with you. Like, why be the best at anything? if you're a young athlete, like why go to the gym and train? Why pay special attention to your diet? Why have a trainer and take it seriously and try to reach the upper echelons, the pinnacle, the elite professional status in whatever sport you're in, whether it's the NHL or Major League Baseball, the NFL, sports ball in general, another Jewish distraction while our country is completely subverted, subjugated, demoralized, occupied, taken over, conquered. But why work at being the best here at the Stu Peters Network? Why work at being better every single day? You don't need that for success. You don't need that for fame. You don't need that really even for money. If you're a pilot or something, why aspire to go be the best pilot? Why be the standout at anything that you do anymore? It's not even valuable. There is nothing more valuable in America than victimhood status. That's what will get you there. Victimhood status is what will get you paid. That's what will get you pushed to the top. If you are the victim of something, every group has been marginalized. Every group has shared victimhood status. We see it every single day. We turn on the TV and every single time, without fail, somebody comes along and wins the victimhood Olympics. They get the gold medal. They didn't have to train. They didn't have to work hard. They didn't have to have integrity or be morally upright. They didn't have to study or research. They didn't have to be the best at their craft. They didn't ever have to say something that made a positive difference in somebody's life. They didn't have to invent something prolific or leave behind a legacy. No, they just had to be the victim. They won the gold medal in the victimhood Olympics, and they're about to get paid. And when they do, they'll keep on getting paid over and over again, perpetually, constantly. They'll keep on sucking up all of the attention that they could possibly muster. They'll keep cashing in on it for as long as they possibly can. Everyone in this country, except for white people, everyone in the world, except for white people, has now been cast as victims. And no group, not even the blacks, is better than the Jews when it comes to playing the victim. They are the masters at this. These are the strange people that for centuries have gone all over the Western Christian civilized world, painting themselves as the ultimate people of despair. The people who nobody wants because we don't. The people who everybody hates because we do. The people who are always in danger of being holocausted. When they step out of their front door every day, they're at risk of being genocided. They must be protected at all costs, no matter what. So much so that not only do they need their own country, but they need special laws carved out for them in other countries, on other continents, in Europe, here in the United States, and elsewhere, to make sure that nobody ever questions them. God forbid, criticizes them. And if you do, if you question or criticize these strange people, you better make sure that you're prepared to pay the highest price possible. Nobody plays the victim as well as the Jew. We saw it just in recent days with Dave Portnoy. The barstool sports con man, rug-pulling degenerate, he's painted himself again as the latest victim of this anti-Semitic hate crime. Oh my God! There's going to be a pogrom. A couple of college guys had some signs made, delivered to his Philadelphia bar, and it said, "Fuck the Jews." If you haven't seen the video, here it is quick. So that led Dave Portnoy to having a complete and total mental breakdown. He was writhing, he was shaking, he was tremoring. He held a special emergency broadcast or press conference, whatever it was. Total meltdown, threatening to ruin the lives of those that were responsible for this. And now he's blackmailed them into taking a trip to Auschwitz. so they can roll out the big propaganda screens and play the videos on the truck trailers so they can see the fake gas chamber and then tell the world how sorry they are and undergo a little brainwashing at the same time. It'll be a public spectacle, too. That's part of the deal. These people will have to go on their Twitter or X account, whatever they have. They'll have to come out in public, probably on major broadcast television networks, and admit that they were wrong and apologize to the Jew. I don't need to tell you how pathetic all of this is. Dave Portnoy acting like the victim of anything. It's really interesting, actually. He loves acting like a tough guy, but in reality, he's just another Jew pussy. This is the victim. This guy is the victim. Over the weekend, this guy was busted cashing in on at least 21 Kentucky Derby-themed ripoff meme coins. He didn't just rug pull his own meme coin called Greed. This guy is the king of rug pulls, even more so than Donald Trump, more so than Javier Milei or Melania, or now Eric Trump over the weekend pulled the rug on all of his America First supporters as well. All of the MAGAtards got took by Eric Trump over the weekend. The Hawk Tua lady, yeah, no. Dave Portnoy takes the cake. He's the winner of the crookiest, whiniest Jew on the planet. He is the exact type of Jewish clown that gives crypto a bad name in the first place. This is the exact type of Jew that J-Proof is fighting back against. And that's exactly why J-Proof is standing, by the way, with the Chads. Put the camera on me. We're standing with the Chads behind making this sign and sending them to Dave Portnoy's bar. Yeah, millions and millions and millions of people agree with you. Fuck the Jews. Everywhere they go, they try to destroy shit. Everywhere they go, they try to dismantle anything that's morally upright, integrity-filled, normal. They set their sights on it, and they seek and they destroy. They have their grip on the financial institutions, the banking institutions, big corporate finance. They even have their grip on the decentralized cryptocurrency called Bitcoin. We did a story on that just last week. BlackRock bought up hundreds of millions of dollars in Bitcoin. These people can make it tank whenever they want. They can have retracement on command. Essentially pulling the rug. It's unbelievable with these people, with Dave Portnoy. This is the reason why I did J-Proof. This is the reason why J-Proof continues to be as strong as it is. Despite not being verified by Phantom, they're knowingly putting hundreds of millions of people at risk to be ripped off. Many people already have, probably tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why are there imposter J-Proof coins? We know the answer to that. This isn't a today coin, okay? This isn't some kind of a meme, although the meme ability of J-Proof is, it's really excellent. Just go into our Telegram chat group, t.me/jproofsoul. Go there. Watch these people. Listen to what they're saying. These are people who have been fucked over by so many people, and every single time, some Jew runs away with their bag. Not anymore. That's not happening anymore. If you want to be a part of a real movement, a real army, a real weapon of war, don'tbeajew.com. Don'tbeajew.com. When I'm a fucking nigger, they're telling me get off of Twitter. I voted for Trump, not Biden. Know some niggas that went to that island. Why the fuck would you go to that island? Went to the dentist and got me some nitrous. To the dentist and put in some diamonds. I didn't ask for niggas to chime in. They just don't understand me. I'm that nigga that's gonna urinate on Grammys. Rockin' swastikas cause all my niggas Nazis. Reading Mein Kampf two chapters before I go to sleep. She wanna hop in a Rari.